I don't know about you, but November is my month, apparently.
Why is it your month?
Well, I don't know. Winters wrote that down here. I was supposed to say that. It is the most dreary and depressing month of the year, as evidenced by today's weather. There's no doubt about that. The days are shorter. We get up in the dark. We go to bed in the dark. It's like dark, dark, and yeah, it could be pretty depressing. There's no doubt about it. However, we're going to shed some sunshine on the situation for you right now. Joining us from Niagara Falls Tourism is Janice Thompson, and she's going to talk to us about all the wonderful things that can be done this time of year in the outdoors in that area, including the Taste the Season, it's called. Good morning, Janice. How are you?
A terrific, Angelo, and you?
Good, good. What a, you know, you couldn't have put this together at a more appropriate time with this dreary-looking weather out there. I'm looking for something exciting, and this could be it. Tell us about this program.
Well, absolutely. There are 25 wineries in Niagara on the Lake who who are part of this particular tasting program, and they open their doors to visitors to come in and have paired wines with particular foods. And these are foods where, you know, you read words like thyme roasted woodland mushrooms with Ontario goat cheese, and things that just make you want to go and sample them, pork sausages with mustard. And the idea is to get out and see the finest wines that they've selected and the foods that they've paired with them. So they're offering this touring pass.
Now this is a walking tour?
No, it's a driving tour, or you can cycle as well, or you can go. You can join one of the organized tours that go around. One of the examples I'm looking at here is Wayne Gretzky Estates Winery. They're offering their Pinot Noir paired with Chef Dodd's Duck Fat Fry Poutine. Wow. That's really a winter, November-ish sort of dish, right?
You know, I've never been on one of these things. I've always been intrigued by them. We've had guests on the program through the years talking about these. I've never done one. I'm going to have to do it. This is the year I'm going to finally break through and try it. They sound fascinating. What a great way to spend a day.
Oh, it's a wonderful way. And you see all the unique wineries. Each one has their own personality, and they're all part of Ontario's Greenbelt, of course, and the wonderful Niagara Wine Route. And I'm listening to you talking about November being a dreary month, and I'm outside right now in Niagara Falls, and I'm looking at just feeling the wonderful fresh air and, you know, the mist from the falls. There's nothing like it.
No, and there's so much to do down there. I want to talk to you about all that, but can you sit tight with us for a couple of minutes? I do have to take a quick break, and then I want to get back to you with some other questions. Janice Thompson on the program, President and CEO of Niagara Falls Tourism. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.
Hey, it's the Beasley Brothers. When we're not shooting Canada's most watched hunting show, Canada in the Rough, we listen to Angelo Viola on the Outdoor Journal radio show on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the program. Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Angelo Viola, Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, all here at your beck and call. We will be your shepherds today through the outdoors, this wonderful fall, dreary kind of weekend. But I kind of, call me crazy, I look forward to these days. They're kind of cool. One of the things I do a lot of is spend it in the outdoors, obviously. And on the phone with us is somebody who can... I said shed a little light or sunshine on the subject, but maybe we'll keep the overcast and dreariness because it kind of fits in with the whole subject matter. Janice Thompson, President and CEO of Niagara Falls Tourism, talks to us about, among other things, these wonderful opportunities to go taste some wines, taste some incredibly exotic foods, and just spend a wonderful day or weekend in the Niagara area. One of the things, Janice, that I mean, you mentioned wineries, but people also forget, and I'm going to put my fishing cap on, okay? Your region is one of the best-kept fishing secrets on the planet. Are you aware of that?
I'm very aware of that. It's okay. A very popular destination for fishermen. Yes.
But it's a very well-kept secret in that, you know, you don't really... seem to focus on it. And I know you've got a million other things that you can highlight, but I'm telling you something. We have to start talking more about the fishing opportunities on the upper and lower Niagara River, because they are just world class. And now, you know, add all of these other side trips that you've got here, including the wine tasting and the food. I mean, it's just a spectacular place to be this time of year.
Well, I'd say it is. And the wineries, they really recognize that people have busy weeks, you know, and they offer these particular events on the weekends. And if you were to buy a pass for this weekend, for example, it's good for 3 days, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, on any of the weekends throughout November. So no one expects you to go to 25 wineries in one day or one weekend, but you can come back repeatedly over the month and take advantage of the pass.
Challenge accepted.
And you can also, there's a designated driver pass available as well for non-alcoholic, which is great.
Now, what would something like that cost, Janice? Like for you said there's a pass for a month-long opportunity. What's the price of something like that?
It's $55 is the cost of the touring pass.
For a month?
Yes, you can go 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every week in November to use up. And it's at each one of the 25 wineries.
And give me a sense of geography. How much distance are we covering? If I wanted to do, let's say I wanted to come down for a weekend, and my goal is to visit 10 of these wineries, is it possible to cover it in that short a period of time? Are they relatively close in proximity?
Yeah, none of the wineries are more than 5 minutes away from each other.
Oh, nice.
So they're all very, very close.
Nice.
It's a terrific program. Mm-hmm.
So technically you could walk it. You could park at one end and just walk.
Stumble.
Well, no, you don't have to.
No, you couldn't really walk, to be honest. No, not where they're located. It would be much, much preferable to do it on a bicycle tour, which is a great way to do it. Mm-hmm. And even this time of year, you see lots of people out on bicycles on these tours.
Nice.
Or on one of the organized shuttle tours.
We actually had a guest on the program last year that ran a company that did these bike tours through the winery area of Niagara, if I recall. And it was a fascinating subject as well, because you buy into this program, this package, and this tour guide takes you to all these wineries on a bike, which is very
cool. That's right. Those are very popular tours.
Fantastic.
One thing I'd say about Niagara, in Niagara, we are not afraid of the outdoors.
Yeah.
In fact, we embrace the outdoors. We really do. There are so many of our events are held outside. And as we move into the winter, you'll see more of that coming as well.
Yeah.
The Winter Festival of Lights, they have their huge big kickoff day on Saturday, November 16th. So that's another November day that you can look forward to your life being brighter.
Nice.
There'll be fireworks and family celebrations, and all the wonderful light exhibits will be turned on that day in Niagara Falls.
Let's not forget, you've got some great trails as well for people who do like to hike. You've got the Niagara Gorge Trail, which is, I mean, that whole trail system is world-renowned. I've done that one a couple of times. You've got golf courses that are world-class. There's just so many things to do.
You can get out on the water still here, too. The Hornblower Tour,
yep.
Boat Tour of the Falls at the base of the falls. That's running through till the beginning of December.
Nice. By the way, just as an aside, we're trying to get the World Carp Cup, which is a global event that's held in Europe each year, attracting millions of people from Europe. We're trying to get them interested in coming to Niagara, the Niagara River, the upper Niagara River, for the event. So just so you know, that's how much we believe in your area as far as angling goes. So it's just a fantastic.
Well, we'd be happy to help you in any way we can. Let us know what we can do to help get that, because that would be a terrific crew for the region.
And you've got the casino there, which is, I mean, we haven't even talked about that. That's just another added bonus. It's fabulous.
Yeah, we have two wonderful casinos in addition to all the natural attractions.
Well, it sounds fantastic. You know, you've got me completely sold on it, Janice. It's a wonderful place, and what's nice about it is that you're talking maybe an hour and a half from the GTA maximum. It's such a close place. It's a world class tourist attraction that's minutes away from most of us that are listening to this program right now. And
absolutely. And it feels like worlds away once you're here. And, you know, spend the weekend. Take some time. Stay longer.
All of these wonderful things we talked about are available in detail on NiagaraFallsTourism.com site. If you go to the events section, that's NiagaraFallsTourism.com. Events, and I'm sure you're going to find a whole lot more there. I know I did when I went there, things that we haven't even touched on today. So, Janice, thank you very much for joining us. And, yes, any help you can be on this attracting this world-class fishing event to our country would be a great help.
We'll be in touch about that for sure, Angelo. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Janice Thompson, President and CEO, Niagara Falls Tourism.